Lord. I'd like to drop down to the latter part of the chapter and read 4 verses, beginning in verse 15. Paul says, "For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace by through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." That is our text for today. The Apostle Paul was no stranger to trouble in his life. As a matter of fact, throughout this letter, Paul on various occasions opens up his heart and shares a lot of the burdens and trials and troubles that he faced in the first chapter in verse 8. Makes this statement. He said, "For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure, above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life." Paul was saying that the pressure on us was so great that we despaired of life. He said, "I felt utterly at a loss in my life." And now in chapter 4, Paul says it twice in this chapter, in verse 1, but also in verse 16 that I read. Paul says, "We faint not." Paul is saying, we don't lose heart. Out of all that Paul had faced and dealt with, Paul was able to say, we don't lose heart. We faint not. I am interested in how Paul could make that statement. I think a lot of the answer is found in verse 6 or 18. Paul says, while he looked not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. I would have preached a little if Donald helped me on this thought of looking beyond what we see, looking beyond what we see. I realize in this chapter, Paul has talked about some present problems back in verses 8 and 9. Paul describes some frustrating situations. Paul breaks it down in the four things. Paul says we are troubled on every side. Paul said we're feeling the pressure all around us. Paul says that we are perplexed. Idea is of being doubtful and puzzled. Idea is without a way. Paul was saying, at times we're struggling to figure out the way to go. Paul also says in 1 John, persecuted. It means to be opposed with a heavy load. And then he said, cast hell. Idea is of being knocked down. But I realized that was only one side. Paul said we are dealing with troubles all around us. At times we're perplexed, feeling the pressure of persecution. Paul said at times I feel like I've had the wind knocked out of me. Feel like I've been knocked down. But he went on. He said, I'm not distressed. We are not in despair. Not forsaken. And not distressed. Paul says there are times we get in these frustrating situations of life. But he said, although we're troubled, although we're facing trials, we're not alone, we're not forsaken. There is one with us. Paul not only talks about frustrating situations, but he describes a familiar struggle. In 1:16, Paul says, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish. Paul said, that is something that we all identify with. Our outward man is perishing. Our flesh, our bodies are growing weaker. Our bodies are slowly decaying and perishing. We're all dealing with problems, physically speaking. I realize our strength weakens. We have physical ailments. And I realize that often our patience wears thin. We're not able to often do like we once have done. Paul says, our outward man is perishing. Then he went on to say, that our inward man is renewed day by day. Paul said, though on the outside I am getting weaker, outwardly I am physical abilities are showing. Paul said, don't lose heart, because the inward man is being renewed day by day. How does that happen? Back in 7, Paul said that we have a treasure in this earthen vessel, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Paul said we're strengthened within because of the treasure of Christ in our hearts. That's how we press on. That's how we fight the battles. That's how we deal with the trials of life without fainting. Because there is one living on the inside that renews our heart. strengthens our lives, helps us to pick up every day and press on. Paul talks about present problems. But then Paul talks about a promised prize. Verse 17. Paul says something that strikes me as odd or unusual. Paul says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, that sounds odd that Paul would say our light affliction, which is but for a moment. I'll be honest, when I'm facing the trials of life, they feel like anything but light. They are heavy burdens. They weigh us down. Paul also said that are good for a moment. I'll be honest, often they feel like they'll never end. Often they feel like pain never goes away. Paul isn't hating light of our afflictions. What Paul is saying is that nothing we face in life is forever. Nothing we deal with in life is forever. One day it'll all end. I know. Right now it's heavy. Right now it feels like it goes on and on and on. But Paul says, when you weigh it against the eternity in the presence of God, he said there's only light affliction weighed against glory in God's presence. Paul said in Romans 8:18, he said, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. That word reckon is a banking term. Paul says you calculate it and you work up the numbers and the figures and what we go through in this life doesn't compare to the glory waiting on the other side. I realize that life is often hard. Life is difficult. Thank God there's having a day. We'll lay it all down and leave it behind. The heartaches, sorrows, burdens and sicknesses. One day they'll all be over and we'll say goodbye. Been trying to preach for a while about heaven. I want to tell you, the more I read about heaven, the sweeter it gets. The more I think about it, the greater my longing to go and to see it all. Thank God one day we'll not have any more pain. We'll not have any more heartaches. We'll not have any more sorrows. And Paul said, this is just light, momentary afflictions when we weigh it against the eternal glory waiting on the other side. So he says there's a promised prize, enjoying the glory of God forever and ever. But then lastly, Paul says there is the proper perspective. I read the verse earlier. Paul said, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are eternal, or are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So often it is like all we can get our eyes on is what we're dealing with down here. We all do it. I do it. But Paul says there is something beyond this life that we ought to look at. That word look talks about fixing our attention on it. Paul said, don't fix your attention on this life, but fix your attention on eternal things. Paul said, all that we deal with here, it's all temporal. There are eternal things waiting on the other side. I believe in dealing with our heartaches and trials and troubles, I believe there's an eternal work being done. I believe everything that God allows in our lives, I believe He all has purpose and meaning. I may not all understand it. I may not always have the answers. But if God has allowed it in my life, it is there for a purpose. I was fixing with envy the other day, and Holly had gotten home, and we were just texting back and forth, and Wendy was talking about how hard it all is. And then he made a statement. He said, "But I know God has a plan in what's going on. I want to tell you, that isn't always easy to comprehend. God allows things in our lives. We don't always understand why. Sometimes I have said it before, that he's just saying, I want you to trust me at all times, in all things. I believe God uses the trials and troubles of life to make us more like Jesus, hold us in his image. So I believe everything we go through in life has meaning. I also believe God uses our difficulties to display his grace and glory in our lives. Back in verse 15, Paul said, "For all things are for your sakes." What was he talking about, all things? I believe he was talking about all he was dealing with, all they faced and struggled with in life. Paul said, "All things are for your sake." Set the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. Paul said, "I believe God allows things in our life that he may demonstrate his grace in us. That at the same time, it'll touch the lives and the hearts of others where they give glory and honor to God." As a pastor, I have watched so many people down through the years face some of the most difficult things in life. And I've watched them carry that burden and that heavy load. But they would still put a smile on their face. And they would still trust the Lord. And they would still brag about him. I want to tell you, I watched that. That's the lives of other people all around them. Touch my own heart. Cause me to give glory to God for the strength that I saw in them. I want to tell you, sometimes God uses our trials to reveal His grace to us in turn to give glory to His name. He helped you closer what's hid. I rarely know where I'm going in my life's journey. But I look back and see that God has been leading by every step, and I didn't even know it. I realize at times we look and say, God, we don't understand all of these things. Don't know why. And we may not ever know why down here. But in all that we face, we can look back and see how God's been with us every step of the way, whether we realized it or not. God walks with us through the dark valleys. God walks with us into the hospital rooms. God walks with us into the operating rooms. God walks with us in the times of chemotherapy. God walks with us in the funeral home. God is with us wherever we're at. Paul said, we don't have to lose heart because we don't look at things that are temporary. But we look at Him who's eternal, trusting Him day by day. That is the message of my heart. What the Lord placed on my heart to bring. I hope that maybe somehow the Lord spoke to your heart, touched your heart, and beats a need in your life. Brother David, you'll get us a song to sing.